Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. What comes to mind this week when you think about God? Do you believe that God's grace is sufficient for you? That because of God's grace, through Jesus, you are valued, forgiven, set apart, loved, and blessed. That we can live extraordinary, hopeful, grace-filled lives to the glory of our Heavenly Father, in gratitude towards Jesus, our Savior, and empowered and inspired by the Holy Spirit living inside us. Our scripture this week comes from John 1:16. For out of His fullness, the superabundance of His grace and truth, we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. Let us be determined this week to believe that God is gracious. God's grace includes His kindness, goodness, generosity, and love towards us. It is undeserved favor, given freely and without any expectation of reciprocation, that gives us access to salvation, blessings, freedom, joy, satisfaction, power, and strength for our daily tasks. It also gives us hope for the future. Let's believe wholeheartedly that God's grace enables us to live free lives. The Bible teaches us that because of God's precious, undeserved gift of grace, we are free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God, and granted eternal life. This amazing gift, redemption and payment for our sin, came to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a result of His grace and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can defy sin and live obedient lives that reflect faith, freedom, and gratitude for our salvation. God's grace enables us to live abundant lives. God's grace determines our value and identity and grants us favor, joy, and blessing where none is due. God's grace, so extravagantly poured out on us, empower us to persevere through our daily tasks and struggles, resist sin and temptation, and press forward to become all God created us to be. And God's grace enables us to draw near to the throne of God. Isaiah 30 verse 18 tells us that God's grace allows us the privilege to approach His throne of grace or favor with confidence and without fear. Having an intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father helps us know Him more, live according to His will and plans for our lives, receive His mercy for our failures, and find His amazing grace to help us in time of need. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank You that Your word tells us that You expectantly wait and long to be gracious towards us. Thank You for the extravagant, undeserved gift of grace. Jesus, thank You for saving us. We long to spend time with You, to put You first in all areas of our lives. Father God, thank You that we can live in the fullness of Your faithfulness, loving kindness, compassion, love, and grace. Thank You that Your grace will always be sufficient and more than enough. We bless Your holy name. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.